Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we're back, and let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Tightline Outdoors is Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So what do you think of that? I'm trying to think when you started. You know, we had Chad's been a contributor, but he went away for a while and came back. And we've had other guys that were regulars. But I don't know if anybody's been a regular contributor to the show anywhere near as long as you have.
You know, I'm going to have to sit down with a calendar, a piece of paper. But, yeah, it's been, I mean, got to be, what, 10, 12 years? I'll have to look at it. It's been a long time, for sure.
But it's been least that. It's been at least that.
Yeah.
So, and we're sick of you, by the way. So it's just.
I love it. I appreciate the opportunities.
Yeah, we always appreciate it. You bring so much knowledge and a variety of topics, both fishing and hunting. Today, you and I are going to, we had some questions online over the week, and I'll kind of try to capsulize it, and then you and I can talk about it. A gentleman sent me a message. He said, you know, I used to fish in the mornings, and now the boat traffic is so busy. And then, of course, I'm gonna editorialize a little bit the fact that our jobs are different. People are working from home. People are outdoors. We have a lot of new boaters and anglers out at the water, and makes it difficult, like on a weekend sometimes, to get out on the water. And so he was saying, you know, I end up fishing a lot of different times. And specifically, he asked about, he didn't do that much weekday evening fishing, and he wanted to know, how do I go after? And he fishes Cherry Creek and Chatfield. How do I go after? What changes do I make? Well, of course, it's not that simple. We got to talk about the time of the year. But let's talk about that. And in general, maybe more people are getting out when they can or when it's not crowded, but not at the ideal time. You know, you'll hear us say there was a morning bite, there was a dusk bite, but a lot of people just have to get out, Nate, when they can. So how do you approach that? What do you do?
Absolutely. You know, on the Front Range, especially Chatfield, Cherry Creek, we are so lucky to have such a predominant fishery, in particular talking about walleyes. I mean, our fishing is literally as good as you can find anywhere in the country. Now, again, you know, right now being in mid to later June, we have a big fish bite going. But we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We're going to talk about just catching fish, because I think that's what a lot of people are asking. Now, obviously, I think we all have our favorite technique. You know, you and I love to jig fish. We have a lot of guys that love to cast cranks. And there is a lot of technique-driven stuff where we like to choose that as an angler. But with these regarded questions, you can catch fish 24 hours a day right now on these Front Range fisheries. Now, again, it might not be a technique you love, but if you're just looking to have a successful day, we have those opportunities right now. You know, some of these might be a slip bobber bite. Some of them might be a live bait, like a Lindy rigging bite. Some of them are a jig bite. You know, you fish that low light period, the night bite. You know, it's still throwing jerk baits and casting crank baits. But regardless, we have a bite literally 24 hours a day. And I would say the biggest thing is, obviously, you know, you have the Midwest roots. I spend a ton of time in the Midwest. I still kind of make our way back there, both of us. And honestly, a walleye in Colorado versus a walleye in the Midwest is 100% a different fish. I mean, I honestly catch as many fish in Colorado on a calm, flat day right now, 100-degree temperature, and I catch as many fish at noon as I do in the first hour of sunlight on both sides of the day. As to where if you were back in the Midwest, you wouldn't be caught on the lake at noon flat 100 degrees. You're like, this is crazy. Our walleyes act differently. They feed differently. Everything about them is different. So in regards to that, it doesn't matter what time you're going to get out there. You can find these fish in multiple areas and multiple spots and adapt to those, and you're going to catch those fish. So number one, you know, to answer the question, you can get out any time of the day and you're going to have successful fishing. With that being said, you talk about like Chatfield, Cherry Creek. I can go out in the middle of the lake with wakeboard boats and surf boats and the craziest conditions ever, to where you have waves hitting you from all sides and you're going to catch fish. To make it a more pleasurable experience, you can seek out the no wake zones in both fisheries. So you can go to Chatfield and you can go inside Plum Creek in that no wake zone. And that's going to be a fairly weeded area of the lake. So you are literally going to take baits. I love taking a small swim bait, and I'm going to swim those baits above those weeds in that Plum Creek area, and you're going to have a lot of success. You're probably going to catch bigger fish than you are almost anywhere else in the fishery. So that's a really cool technique. So, again, we're talking about Roxborough Cove at Chatfield. It's going to be like the southeast cove just east of the Big South Marina, and that whole cove is no wake. You can go in there, fish above those weeds, and have a great day of catching walleyes. Or you can slide to what we call the southwest arm, basically starting at the swim beach, and everything extending kind of southwest of there is a no-wake zone. Within that boundary, you're going to have three or four different roadbeds. You're going to have 12 gravel pits. You're going to have a ton of structure back there to where you can fish hard structure with jigs and live bait rigs. You can go to weeds and fish those swim baits above those weeds. You can fish crankbait suspended in those pits. But again, you have all the opportunities of fishing without any of the recreation around you, to where you're not dealing with wave situations. You're not dealing with poor boat control, and you have all of those options. So that's great. With both of those, same thing at Cherry Creek. We'll jump there real quick. So we're talking about that south end of Cherry Creek is a no wake zone. Now, the average angler is kind of scared of that no wake zone at Cherry Creek because you run into a lot of shallow water. You're going to have a lot of 4, 5, 6 foot sections of water back there. And as a walleye angler, we're always like, it's 4 foot. We're not going to catch fish there. Right now, especially as our young bait fish are just starting to kind of cruise out into the lake, that shallow water is prime fishing. The biggest thing, try not to run over your fish on the boat. So try to keep your boat off those fish. Cast jigs, cast rigs up into that shallow water where you're not necessarily running over those fish as much, and it's going to, you know, highly increase your catch rate for the day. But the no wake zones of these fisheries, you can come out here at noon, 2 o'clock, in the height of the busiest portions, big sun, you know, awful conditions if you read magazines about fishing in the Midwest. But right here in Colorado, those times are going to catch you fish in those areas.
Now, let's say I have the opportunity to fish a little later in the day, but I'm worried about a typical Colorado, middle of the summer, there's always a chance between about 3 and 6, 7 o'clock that we're going to get a storm to blow through. And it's probably only going to last a half hour, an hour, but we don't want to be on the lake during that because of lightning and bad conditions. If I had to only go before or after the storm, when would you go on the water?
You know, I mean, I fish every morning out here. I'm catching fish. I'm out here at Chatfield now. I honestly would do whatever's best for your schedule. I will say that some of the most pleasant times on the water are just as these storms clear out. Just because as that storm comes in, I would say 90% of the people on the lake tend to panic and they tend to leave. So all of a sudden, right after these little fronts move through, all of a sudden you can find yourself alone on the lake. Our fish are hungry, so that storm and the barometric pressure and all that does not have effect on them this time of year, to where in spring and fall when the water's cold, you know, fishing post-front would be a terrible decision. Right now, it literally has no effect on them, and these fish are going strong. So fishing after that storm, especially when there's nobody around, can really make for a nice day. So a lot of times I'll even start my day earlier, and then as these storms come in, I mean, there's some courtesy docks, the marinas you can tie up to. A lot of times I will even go to shore, you know, and kind of hang out there and let the storms pass. I'm not floating in the middle of the lake. So a lot of times I'll just kind of dodge it while being on the water. Then as it clears out, head back out, you know, and enjoy some great fishing. But again, sneaking out for that, even if you stay at home and sneak out post-cold, you know, post-frontal conditions, just for that last couple hours of the night, it's going to make for some good fishing. Again, the main thing that you're thinking about is when it's daylight and clearly daylight, it's, you know, say from 6 a.m. in the morning, we'll say till 8 p.m. at night, you're going to find the most catchable population of fish. So again, it's that cookie cutter, 15 to 18 inch fish. That fish is going to be on structure. So it is going to be sitting on a high point with deeper water close to it. And that is what you're focusing on in that situation. As you go into the lower light portion, so, from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m., that is when you're going to get some of those fish suspending. And that's where you're going to be just off the structure, and you're going to be fishing, again, the jerk baits, the crank baits, swimming paddle baits, and that type of thing in that water column. So that's the biggest thing you need to think about. Focus on structure during daylight, suspended in those darker situations.
How close are we getting to where we're going to see a lot of suspended bait fish and that trolling might come back to be the more prominent presentation again?
Absolutely. I think right now, I think at Cherry Creek, we're going to be fishing solid for, we'll say, another 10 days. We'll put a focus on 10 days at those fisheries, and I think that's going to be very, very good. And then as we kind of move forth and we go, past that at Cherry Creek, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of those suspended fish. At Chatfield, we had such a lull in bait fish for such a long period of time. I think Chatfield is going to hold that bite a little bit longer. So I think Chatfield is going to have at least 2 weeks, if not longer, of a really good structure bite. And then we're going to start seeing those fish kind of pulling off. So it's really fishery to fishery. But I think the fish will remain on structure at Chatfield quite a bit longer than they will at like a Cherry Creek, a Pueblo, or a Bar Lake, for example.
All right. We got a few minutes left. Let's kind of just go through, what are you hearing? What are you seeing out there? I'm planning a fishing trip the next few days. We've got a holiday coming up next weekend. We're looking like we're going to have some really good weather. What's happening around your area, and where would you send somebody fishing?
Absolutely. So we're going to kind of wrap up one more thing on the wallet before we jump into that. As we talk about structure, I'm out here every day. We are still having, 100 to 200 fish days. We have still had three different boats and three different guide trips this week that broke the 200 mark on catching walleyes here on the Front Range this week. With that said, when we fish structure, close does not count. Use a roadbed, for example, because there's so many roadbeds on this structure. When you look at a roadbed, the average roadbed is 22 feet wide. That's what our average dirt road is on these fisheries. So when we talk about that, you have to be spot on. We're fishing 16, 18, 20-foot boats. And when we're fishing these small, an 18 to 20-foot boat, that's a fairly large boat considering your structure is only 20 foot wide or 22 feet wide. You have to be on that structure. So many anglers kind of slide back and forth and on and off the structure. And again, if you're not on the structure, you are not catching fish. So if you're an angler that's listening to this and being like, man, Nate's lying. I went out there and I caught 30 fish. It was the best day of fishing in my life, but no way are you catching 100. The ability to catch fish right now, far more than your presentation, far more than your rigs, far more than anything you can do, is that boat control and keeping you on the spot. So again, word to the wise, because again, I'm literally sitting here right now looking at boats that are not taking this advice. Know your structure. Go old school. Throw a marker buoy out if you have to, but know your structure, stay on your structure, fish your structure, and you're going to have a successful day out there. As far as that goes right now, Terry, fishing is great across the board in the state. I don't think you can make a wrong decision when selecting to where to go this weekend.
I do have to make comment on your boat control. Does that count if the other guy's running the boat and he lines it up so he's on the structure and you're not?
That's my thing. I just said that's advice that you should take. So you should know your structure. You got to pay attention to that stuff.
You got
to
know the guy in the boat with you too.
If one person in the boat knows the structure better than the other, it's just, it's one of those things you should focus on.
Oh, you're a piece of work, I tell you. All right, so give me a few bites. Any mountain bites? What about up at South Park? What do you see in there?
Absolutely. Our pike bite are just what we kind of – I don't want to say they're just entering their summer pattern because it's hot, but we're starting to get enough weed. The weed growth and the fluctuated higher water level are catching up to themselves. So the pike bite is really just getting started for that summer pattern. So we're still probably a week out from it really getting good, but that pike bite is starting. The trout bite is going good. I don't think you can fish too shallow for the trout right now. My biggest fish this last week came in about 2 feet of water. If you were looking for big fish, the biggest fish in the system, I would put 100% of my focus on 2 to 4 feet of water, and that's where you're going to have those outstanding days on those giant fish up there. So shallow water, fast working baits, 100% reaction fishing is going to be success for you.
All right, we're out of time, Nate. How do they find you if they want to book a trip or go to one of your events?
Absolutely. You can always seek us out on Facebook. That's probably the most up-to-date information. We have our league this coming Monday. We encourage everybody, come check out League at Chatfield. It's an awesome time. Everybody should do it one time. So come to League this coming Wednesday at Chatfield at North Boat Dock. We'll have information for League on our Facebook page. So again, Tightline Outdoors on Facebook. We'd love to get you some information and get you out on the water.
All right, my friend, thank you so much, and thank you for being a part of the show for so long.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thank you to all the listeners that are staying tuned. And again, we love this stuff. Send us comments. Send us information. We'd love to talk about it on the show and keep you guys informed.
Absolutely. Send us questions. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
That's Nate Zielinski, Tightline Outdoors. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Sam Heckman's going to join us, a very accomplished bass tournament fisherman from the state. We're going to talk about Pueblo and John Martin right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.